Alone on the rim of a dead volcano, I stand with my head tilted back, staring at the sky. The snow-covered San Francisco peaks lie southward, and the upper cliffs of Grand Canyon form a thin line far to the north. It's big, empty country, and my only companion is an antelope in the crater below. It stands perfectly still, pretending to be invisible, and I pretend not to see it. We give each other plenty of room, in line with the current protocol, to avoid contact with others. The changes ordered during the pandemic have given me a reason to be out here on my own, a reason to continue doing what I've always done. A dozen lens-shaped clouds hang overhead, each luminous white and as smooth as a river pebble. These lenticular clouds usually develop downwind of a mountain summit, but wind shear along the edge of an approaching storm may be creating this batch. They have an otherworldly quality, and observers often describe them as flying saucers. For me, they stir a memory of coming upon a pod of beluga whales floating ghost-like just below the surface of an Arctic inlet. Clouds are like that, drawing out different images from each of us. The place I've come to is familiar ground. We used to live nearby, off the grid, and a long way from a paved road. It's an ideal place to seek refuge when contact with others is discouraged. In winter, our nearest neighbor lived 9 miles away, which may be why I tend to measure social distance in miles instead of feet. We're now townies with a home in Flagstaff, so to avoid people by staying put doesn't work as well as heading out. Earlier this morning, I took Highway 89 north and turned onto a dirt road entering the vast volcanic field surrounding the peaks. It contained 600 cinder cones with enough room in between to lead me to my own thoughts. The track turned rough, and I followed it until the amount of solitude felt about right. Then I started walking cross-country, checking out the atmospherics as I went, and ended up on top of a volcanic cone. Surrounded by wide-open country, it makes an ideal platform to view the even wider expanses of sky. Overhead, the fluid air resembles a broad river with cross-currents, boils, and eddies. Half a dozen different cloud types have materialized, with many holding their shapes for only a minute or two. Winds shred them into patches, and some simply transform through their own dynamic energy. As the temperature drops, I put on another layer and turn back. Digging my heels into the red cinders, I descend the slope without seeing a single plume of dust on the road below or a contrail above. No one has passed by for hours as each of us finds a way to shelter in place. On this morning, my place is here, in these solitudes where no one can lock down the human spirit.